Thank you, Mr. President, Excellencies, distinguished colleagues. It is my great pleasure to take the floor for the first time at the plenary session of the first part of the 2022 Conference on Disarmament. My delegation thank and welcome the efforts of the presidents of the conference in 2022 and the leadership of China in the capacity of the first president of CD this year session in proposing a program of work of the conference this year and begin its discussion on substantive issues. It is our great hope that CD will move forward in achieving a balanced and comprehensive program of work as the only way to break the long-standing impasse for advancing the work of the CD. The last 2 years have been difficult years for the world, the multilateral community, and the global security context. However, disarmament and non-proliferation issues continue to be one of the most important issues, and the Conference on Disarmament is still the multilateral forum that can help bridge differences and finding substantive solution for global security challenges. Disarmament and non-proliferation is one of our priorities in working towards sustainable peace and security regionally and internationally. It is Vietnam's consistent policy to support all efforts towards general and complete disarmament and non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, especially nuclear weapons. Vietnam is party to all major multilateral treaties on nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation, including the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, NPT, the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, CTBT, and most recently, the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. Vietnam became a member state of the Conference Disarmament in 1995 and has actively contributed to the work of the conference since then. During 2020 and 2021, Vietnam assumed the non-permanent membership of the United Nations Security Council and ASEAN Chairmanship for 2020. We have been working our utmost effort to work together with UN members and including cooperation with the Conference on Disarmament. As an active and responsible member of the international community and the CD, we are ready to engage actively and meaningfully with the presidents of the conference in 2022, as well as the member states to contribute to the building of consensus on the program of work of the conference with the main objective of moving the discussion forward and contributing towards a sustainable peace and sustainable future for all nations. We sincerely hope that CD members can reach a consensus on the proposed draft, and it would be the basis to move forward the CD work this year. With your leadership, we are confident that CD will have a successful year and move forward positively. Before concluding my remarks, let me reaffirm Vietnam's full support to your presidency in building conversion on the program of work of the CD. I thank you, Mr. President.